Welcome to the Luxury Listing Specialist Podcast with Michael Lafito, where top luxury agents reveal their best practices, plus interviews with real estate industry influencers, thought leaders, and luxury marketing experts. You'll come away from each episode with new strategies and tactics to dominate high-end homes in any market. And now for the latest episode of Luxury Listing Specialist. Here's your host, luxury real estate expert, coach, and trainer, Michael Lafito.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Lafito. Welcome to the Luxury Listing Specialist podcast. I'm really excited for our guest today. As you know, previous recordings, we've had top agents from different brands, big brands, small brands, and again, we try to bring as much value to the listenership as possible. And if I would say there's the million-dollar agent out there right now, it would be this guy, Ben Bacall, who's our guest today. Ben has got a $250 million property on Bel Air Road, and he's going to share with us kind of what he's seeing in the marketplace today and some best practices and tell a little bit about his story. He's been licensed since 2005. So without further ado, Ben, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the podcast today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So you're absolutely welcome. I know we had a couple times where you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you making time to be here. So so let's fast forward, rewind, I should say. You said you shared with me offline. You got licensed in 2005. For the listeners, tell a little bit about your story and how you and why you got into real estate, and perhaps the progression you've made. Because we have some newbie agents listening. We have some top agents listening. And of course, luxury is a buzzword that everybody aspires to sell high-end homes versus the cookie-cutter homes. So if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about your background.
Sure.
and how you got into real estate, Ben.
Well, it wasn't all luxury real estate from the start. Today, it's been very fortunate that I got into the luxury business. Right now I'm actually driving around probably one of the most exclusive areas in the country. It's the Beverly Hills, the flats of Beverly Hills. I decided to do this podcast here on, I just got a brand new Porsche, so I feel like I can't get out of the car.
Oh, good for you. You're going to have to send us a photo of that because we can use that on our promotion of this podcast. Ben did the interview from his new Porsche. There you go.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I got in the business in 2005 because I actually wanted to make money so I could fund my entertainment ambitions to be a director producer. And through my love of putting deals together and architecture, I decided to go full time in selling real estate because I just love. I enjoyed the adrenaline rush of making a deal and all the nuances and guiding people through the process and being a consultant to the highest degree because, it's one of the biggest purchases of their life. So it's a very empowering feeling. And what I did when I started, it was in 2005 when the real estate market was insane. Kids that worked in Burger King could get houses for $1 million. So you literally put a sign on the yard and it would just sell within, it'd have multiple offers. You'd have to sign the contract on the hood of the car. And I got my lead then by, I bought a suit and I just went door knocking and went door to door and asked people if they want to sell their property and had a, smiled and told them that I'd work my butt off to find buyers for your property, and I had a couple people believe in me, and they gave me their listing. And my first year of real estate, I made $394,000 of commissions, and I attribute my success to a few things, but one was my relentless relentless work ethic. It was never enough. When I wanted to give up and decided not to hit that last 10 doors of the street, I was like, I'm just going to do it. It's kind of like working out. on a you know, barbell press, right? You gotta, you don't want to push that last mile, but you just got to do it. And that's what set me apart from my competition, is just that I worked harder than everybody else. That, and then I really became, you know, the neighborhood expert, and I really understood all of my inventory around me and who owned what for how long. And I kept a decent CMS, a decent database of my potential sellers on my phone. I tried to use Top Producer and these things. I think I would have made even more money had I had a reminder system of, you know, what leads were falling through the cracks. Because I'd often go on the MLS, the multiple listing service in my neighborhood. I farmed Venice Beach to begin with, which today is the place of Snapchat. And it wasn't like that before, but it was beautiful because I got to walk around beautiful Venice Beach and knock on doors and meet people. But and then what happened is I kept on going for years and years, and then I got into the internet business, and I got offered a large sum of money for one of my internet companies in about 2008, and I didn't take the deal. I took a smaller deal, but I had a lot invested, and then the market crashed, and I found myself in jeopardy. I lost everything. I had a beautiful condo. I had a good $1 million saved up, and I had $1 million condo and a nice car and the whole nine yards. And my life kind of fell apart. Not my life, my work life, because my internet company went in the garbage. Everything did, right? Because the stock market exploded, right?
Sure.
So I was able to get out of that company. I broke even, which is fine, but I had to start from scratch. So instead of door knocking in the lower end neighborhoods, lower end, I say 300 to 700 to a million. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go into different neighborhoods and knock on the big daddy doors, you know, 3 to 10 million. And I did that, and I did that. I knocked on doors, did the same spiel. I rented a decent BMW, 5 Series BMW, and knocked on doors, and two or three people in a neighborhood called the Bird Streets, which was undervalued in about 2008, 2009. And that's when the stock market crashed. It was this neighborhood where, like, Leonardo DiCaprio lived and some other celebrities. It wasn't what it is today, but properties were trading between $1,100 to $1,200 a foot. And I got a few listings, and actually one client, Leonardo DiCaprio, rolled into my listing. And I said, look, I've been door knocking in the neighborhood. I know there's a couple of pockets down the street from you. One that I'm trying to bring Pete Sampras to, because I got a connection through Pete Sampras' agents to bring him there. And that got me in through the door to get that listing. And I said, do you want to see this property? And 3 days later, his office called me and said, Leo wants to meet you. And I got him into like three listings that no one's ever gotten into. One was at the end of Oriole, that actually Dr. Dre bought for like $12 million, and then he flipped it for $32 million 3 years later. And then this other one was the Montauban house that I brought these people to, and they ended up tearing it down, and I ended up selling it for $39 million in 2012. I really just jumped right into the high-end market, and I was the new guy in the high-end market, and all these luxury agents around me that had been in the market for the last 30 years were like, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It was difficult because this is in Los Angeles, it's a shark-infested waters, and they don't want to do competition.
Clickish. They feared you.
Oh, my God. They had, like, office meetings at, like, you know, the big office meetings at Coldwell Banker and Sotheby's and like saying, how do we blackball this guy out of the business? Like, these are the stories I heard from people's assistants. Like, who's this Ben Bacall? We got to get him out of here. It was an emotionally, I had to see a psychiatrist because of it, because I had a lot of, you know, naysayers and people, you know.
So let me just pause right there. So I just, you've given so much great information. I just want to recap so far, just so I'm hearing this correctly. So again, you got started in 2005. You know, appreciate your transparency, guys. I mean, sometimes people think success, it looks like a straight line, but you got kicked in the you know what, and you got knocked down, and you lost some investment properties, and you had some bad investments go bad, and
yeah, imagine moving to a roach-filled apartment from making millions to making nothing. But I just got back out there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got back out there and picked myself up and just kept going.
You got back out there. So some people have never had money, but, you know, when you have money and then you lose.
Well, I never had money. It never came to me. I never had a connection. I didn't come in. I'm from Canada, Toronto, Canada. So when I came here, I didn't know anybody. All these people that I know today is because I went out and met people myself. And that's what I always tell people. Look, you're not going to make business by sitting in your office all day. I'm never in my office. I got this big, beautiful office they give me. It's all for show. For the rest of the agents to be excited, I can work hard to get there too. But I'm out there.
When did you come over from Canada?
I came from Canada. What year? 1997.
97. Okay.
When I was 17.
Okay. Well, so your first year in real estate, you made $390. You had, and it was kind of, it wasn't, was it full time, or were you kind of dabbling in this other passion that you had, and that tanked?
No, I hit the ground running. I was full time.
Okay. So you're full time in real estate, and one thing that you talked about was you were hungry, and I just, you know, I think I counted you have 18 properties on the market above $5 million on your website currently. Is that about accurate?
Yes, it is.
You know, when we're doing this interview, I have 5 currently above $5 million. I'm a luxury broker in Chicago, and there's no other agent in Chicago that has 5 single families, but 18, and including a $250 million. But you talked about hungry, and you know there's a great video. If you've never seen it, Ben, I'll shoot you a text with it. But there's a great video, and it's 30 years old. The quality's terrible. But if you Google Art Williams' "Just Do It" speech, there's a 5-minute clip. You gotta watch it, and it's amazing if you haven't done it. He's a former football coach, but he talks about how his butt's always burning and he's hungry, and that is the prerequisite to be successful in this amazing country of ours. And you were hungry. The other thing I heard you talked about is you really knew the analytics. And you owned the numbers locally, right? I mean, you studied the market, right? And that breeds confidence, does it not?
You want to set yourself apart by bringing value to your client. Mm-hmm. And if you can talk intelligently about, you know, the comparables and what has sold and what their return of investment, what your future return of investment and you're going to be above everyone else who just says, oh, sending properties on the MLS. So look at this, look at this, look at just being a tour guide. And you got to be honest with your clients too. Like, not every house is amazing. You got to be subjective and say, I don't like this because of this and that. And then look at the property through their eyes and, you know, have a sense of urgency. Don't have desperation. And, it's all going to, you know, come to fruition for you if you do things right, you know. And, you know, I learned a big lesson too in my career, that the people that you really want to align yourselves with in this business are other brokers. And this business is all about sharing. And it's not about winning and being the top guy in town. I still to this day get burned because, you know, other agents don't want to share there'll be a property that, you know, that'll all disclose and someone will just go behind, you know, and go get the deal and make it happen. I don't get upset about with that person. I just know I won't do business with them again. But sure, it doesn't happen anymore to me because I've gotten to a place where we respect each other, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all, I really feel that it's all about sharing. Buyers and sellers will do their own thing, and you can't control them. But you can really, you know, work hard with other associates, because really it's, you want inventory that is hard to find, especially in a luxury market. I have, you know, celebrity clients that are looking for high design, like designer product that would not be on the market. And if I didn't have the relationships with other top brokers that they felt comfortable with bringing me there, I wouldn't have access to those properties to make deals. And same goes with me bringing those deals to those agents, right? We got to trust each other and align ourselves with, you know, what we want for our clients.
So what I hear you saying is you don't have a scarcity mindset, which many real estate agents have. I mean, right? I mean, there's so many real estate agents that keep their cards close to their chest. And what I hear you saying is, you know, it's about trust, but on the same token, you know, help other people out. Is that fair to say?
Totally. It's about it's communication. It's like the internet. It's the reason why, you know, look at it like the internet. Like the internet is just open. Information's free. And at the end of the day, you're connecting the dots with people and providing a service, and you want to work with other brokers, and then just at the end of the day, what you have to do is before a contract happens, just make sure you get things in writing. Always get things in writing: contracts, listings, single party agreements, seller representation agreements. Make sure all that stuff is in place at some point, but don't make it conditional upon giving an address or talking about an off-market deal or what I'm going to be listing. I guess if you're going to list something in about, you know, 2 weeks, maybe you keep that quiet to yourself because you know you got it in the bag and you're going to put it on the MLS anyways.
Right.
But you know, it's a fine line.
It is. Now, you mentioned, you said rented, but did you mean lease a BMW or no? Did you actually rent a BMW?
A BMW? Oh, when I started, yes.
Yeah.
I sold my first deal. I think I made like $30,000. My first high-end deal I sold, it was $5.3 million. Huh. And I guess I made about $100,000 or something like that, and I went and leased a nice BMW because you kind of have to look the part.
So you mentioned rented. So you leased a BMW. So you got to look the part a little bit. You said you door knocked because you were hungry. You stumbled across through a friend of a friend, Pete Sampras, and then Leonardo DiCaprio.
But it wasn't necessarily those players. I'm just giving you the overall. You know, I went out there and just met different successful people, like many entrepreneurs. I knocked on their doors. I met them. I got their listings. I was always, you know, out when I was out on the in the expensive neighborhoods and restaurants or hotels. I would compliment people on their cars and just smile and be engaging with them and ask them, hey, where do you park that Rolls Royce of yours? And I got this listing up the street for $20 million that's off the market. It's really gorgeous. Would you happen? Here's a picture of it. Are you looking for a property? Some people would say yes. Some people would say no. And I'd bring them to the property, and then I'd show them other properties. My business, though, you know, it's funny that I started getting phone calls only about like 5 years ago to start listing other people's houses, which was amazing. I always had to prospect, and I still prospect to this day. But my business really took off when I started branding myself as the neighborhood expert with video. And I was the first guy to use a drone in 2012 for a listing video that I did. And what I started to do is, you know, I would use postcards as well to brand myself. I bought bus benches. And the return on investment was negligible. I didn't get phone calls from that. Didn't get my exposure wasn't that great. I'd go knock on 100 doors. It was, you know, still great. But then what I did is I started shooting videos about the neighborhoods that I work in. And I started saying, you know, this is Venice Beach. This is a street called Noita. And these homes sell for this per square foot. They're craftsmen. There's architecturals. And I'd shoot those. And I'd say, this one sold for this. I sold this. And then that would be kind of like a neighborhood video to talk about the values. And then I'd do other videos like I'd be like the purveyor of all the great spots in the neighborhood. When I go to a restaurant for lunch, I'd shoot that restaurant and say, "Yeah, this is my favorite restaurant. The menu's really great. This is my favorite dog park. This is my favorite school." I'd interview the principal, and I'd go home and I'd edit these videos, and it took a long time to do them. But the more videos I put out there, they lasted on the internet forever. So I'd go knock on 100 doors, but I put a video up, and I got over a course of a few weeks, I got hundreds of views. Now I got thousands of views, and I really branded myself as the neighborhood expert, and my listings, I shot these videos, and I used sometimes really fancy crews. I spent $1,000, $2,000, up to $12,000 to shoot a listing video. But I found that if I just used my iPhone and I went home on iMovie and I edited them up, and I did even selfie stick videos with my iPhone and edited them up, put a little music behind them, those got just as many views as the more expensive productions. The point is, if you're not shooting content, you're not really relevant. People don't know who you are, because it's like me. Like I said, you knock on doors, you meet people, they meet you face to face. You're like, "Oh, I like this guy. I'm going to hire him." Same thing with you shoot a video. You push it to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and they see you. And they're like, "Oh, I like this person. He's knowledgeable." Just remember all the things we're talking about, bringing knowledge, knowing the neighborhood. These are all things you can say on video and push out there. And, three-fourths of all internet traffic in 2017 is from video. And 86% of consumers want to consume community content before they buy a property. And 73% of home sellers are more likely to list with an agent who offers to market their home or property using video. So if you're not using video, you're not really relevant. And that's what brought me my aha moment, because I was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on video, and I'm like, I need to make a system where I can shoot these videos really easily and then distribute them to a platform where you can find them on a map. And YouTube didn't do that for me. But so what I did is I invested in this company that I started. It's called Roof Shoot, like roof and then shoot, yep. Like shoot a video.
R-O-O-F shoot.
Yeah, R-O-O-F and then shoot. And it enabled me to shoot videos right from my phone, and it edits it basically for you. You can even upload exterior drone shots to your camera roll so it can look more professional. And I can now shoot listing videos, neighborhood videos, cool spots, and the most important, your agent profile video. I don't know if you see my agent profile video, but I have like over 50,000 views on some of them, because it just talks about my expertise. It's like your digital calling card. It says who you are, what you're passionate about, what areas you work in. And you can always edit that agent profile video to talk about, what you've sold or what other people in your office have sold, so you can build yourself up and really push yourself out there. See, this tool, the studio app, the Roof Shoot Studio app, we're launching June 1st. So you can pre-register right now at roofshoot.com. And we're giving the first 5,000 memberships for free. Okay. And then we're gonna figure out what we're gonna do from there. But we have just over 3,000 pre-registered users. So we're gonna let a couple more, probably another 5,000 for free. Okay. And you can shoot as many listing videos as you want for free. Neighborhood videos, cool spot videos. And the idea is that it instantly goes to your profile, kind of like your Roof Shoot profile, and it goes on a map. So all these videos can be shown on the map. And the coolest part about it is that the more content you shoot in the neighborhood that you work in, the more we advertise you on the display networks, on Google and Facebook and everything, because we're spending a good $1.3 million just pushing Roof Shoot. And when they hit those banner ads or display ads or in-stream ads, we're going to be pushing all of every agent's content in North America for free. So it's not like a pay-for-play on Zillow and Trulia where, you got to pay for a zip code to buy leads. We're just saying, you got to go out there and door knock and hustle to get business, right? That's how you're going to be successful. Get out of your comfort zone and take risks in your life. If you're not taking risks in life and feeling uncomfortable, you're not going to close deals and convert those leads into sales. You got to push yourself, right? It's the same thing with shooting content. All these technologies, Facebook, Instagram, you know, live video feeds, you got to go out and do the work. You know, shooting content, we make it easy with the app, but you got to go out there and shoot the content. But I'm telling you, like, this has made my business so successful because I'm shooting content on RoofShoot. I'm uploading it to my profile video, and I'm pressing share, and I can share this content with everyone for free. You can even download the video and upload it to YouTube and push the content that way. So that really made me a big success. Actually, the video for the $250 million listing is the most shared video on on Facebook for 2017. Isn't that amazing? That just shows like the power of video. Granted, it's a $250 million house, sure, but sure. I got to tell you, I have a $20 million house, and I shot I had a crew come over and do like a fancy, you know, a $15,000 camera, and I uploaded it, but the day before I used my RoofShoot app and I edited that up with a selfie cam, and they're neck and neck with views right now. So right? It just goes to show,
yeah,
people like real, they like authenticity, right?
Yeah, they do.
They like it like visceral and real, and this generation, the next generation, even they don't want the wool pulled over their eyes. They want to see what that bedroom really looks like, right? And the iPhones take a beautiful pictures. And you can step up your game. I got a little Steadicam for $200. I put it on the iPhone thing. It's amazing. Yeah. Stealthy sticks are awesome tools.
Smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's great too. Totally. Yeah, good call. I even put like an audio lavalier on to make my audio make the audio better. But
a couple of things I heard you talk about video. So video, again, for those of you listening, you know, we have this certification known as the Luxury Listing Specialist, and one of the modules we talk about highest and best use of utilize video today to sell more homes. And you mentioned the statistic, which I always talk about: 73% of sellers, when interviewed, said they would hire an agent who utilizes videos to sell their home versus an agent that doesn't. Folks, video isn't going away. I mean, we are in a dinosauric industry because there's so many agents that won't change. And, again, this RoofShoot, I've previewed it. I mean, it's really cool, Ben. So, with that free trial or whatever, I'm definitely, recommend to the listeners. I've seen Ben firsthand present. You and I met at the Inman Luxury Conference, and just love what you're doing. That's why we're obviously...
Yeah.
Interviewing you today, and just
if you want, what's the podcast called?
The podcast is luxurylistingpodcast.com. It is the URL, but it's Luxury Listing Specialist.
Luxury Listing Specialist. So if you use the code Luxury Listing Specialist, that would be great. Enter that code in, and you'll get a free. And you'll get a free.
If you want, we are. It's known as
a year. You'll get a free year.
It's known as Lux for short, LUXE. So whatever is easier for you.
Lux, just Lux. Yeah, let's just do that. How about? So that so go to root. Okay, LUXE. So anyone who wants a 1 year free RoofShoot membership to take their career to the next level, like me, I guess put in the code LUXE at RoofShoot.com, and in June 1st, we'll send you an invitation to download the Apple iPhone app. It's not on Android yet, so you got to get your Apple phone for now. It will be on Android, but that's RoofShoot.com. That's LUXE, and you can post that if you want. Okay?
That's awesome. We will. That thank you for first off, very generous of you. So the other thing I heard you talking about is you still prospect. I talk about all the time.
Always.
Attract versus chase, but I do mention prospecting is still part of the business, right? And so, but I heard you say up until a couple of years ago, you were really just relying on prospecting, and you still do prospect. However, you're starting to attract more business because of use of video. You're putting yourself out there. You're not afraid of someone saying no or what have you, and that's really the key to being successful in anything you do in life. You're going to get doors slammed on you. You're going to people tell you no. I use the term opportunities. Most people, Ben, as you know, will stay in the dugout and never get in the batter's box because what if? What if I strike out? What if I get hit by a pitch? And you can't get a home run unless you get the opportunity. And opportunities, you know, your ship doesn't just sail in, Ben. What I heard you say is you door knocked. And here we got, you know, a gentleman on the...
I did it yesterday. I got my new Porsche. I put the top down. And I don't need a door knock because I just closed $30 million worth of deals. But I'm like, you know, I'm having trouble finding a deal for one of my celebrity clients. And by the way, you can do it. You can call another agent in your office. Like, what are you looking for? What are your needs? Everyone does this. They're like, oh, I need this, this, and this. Great. Get in your car. Go in your car today and take an hour. Go drive around. Knock on a door and be like, hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but we're looking, there's a buyer out there that's looking for a house that looks like yours. I'm sorry, would you be interested in selling your property and let me show your property to this amazing cash buyer or this amazing cash buyer? You'll strike out maybe, you know, I don't know, one out of 100 or 1 out of 10 will say yes, and boom, you just made yourself a ton of money. So you got to get up there. And I did that, yesterday.
Get out of your comfort zone, and here we got a guy.
I did that yesterday. I hit four doors, and the fourth door I hit, this guy, I'm like, oh, I knew him. And it was a reconnection. He's like, oh, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I'm looking for this, this, and this. I'm like, great. And my one of my new buyers, he's like, I can't believe you just did that. It's amazing. You just, wow, we spent an hour and a half, and you just met some guy in a Rolls Royce in a $50 million house, and he knows you. And it's because I put myself out there and I did something, right? And it's the same thing prospecting and closing deals. But then to take it to the next level, you got to brand yourself. Yeah. And you're either doing it with licking stamps and putting print stuff out there, which is great. You could do that. Postcards are still great. It kills the environment, but whatever. It's not great. It's actually not whatever. It's terrible. So shoot video because it's evergreen and it lasts. It gets thousands of views and you can push it everywhere.
It builds trust. It builds credibility. If you're bringing value, you're positioning yourself as a leading authority and you will attract business. And so that's kind of what the recap is for this call. Guys, Ben did $180 million last year, and he's on pace, especially if he gets the one on Bel Air. So he could be $350-plus million this year. And you just heard him. He door-knocked yesterday. He went 1-for-4. 1-for-4 from the free-throw line, you're terrible in basketball. 1-for-4 in baseball, you're average. Heck, he might have gone 1-for-20, but he went 1-for-4 yesterday, and his fourth door-knock was a yes. So you are that much closer for every no, or no, you're that much closer to a yes. And that, I think, sums up this interview perfectly. So, Ben, for anyone that has a referral, you know, that they have someone looking to move out in your area, what's the best way to get a hold of you? And, again, you mentioned roofshoot.com. Use the code LUX, L-U-X-E, for the iPhone users. Get access for one full year. But what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, Ben, my email, so easy. Ben Bacall, BenBacall, @gmail.com. And I give out referrals fees, of course, and to licensed agents, and that would be I would love that. And I'm at Rodeo Realty. And when you do my podcast, please put my license number up there if you could. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm gonna when we hit the record button here, you and I talk offline. I'll get that from you. So, guys, we got Ben Bacall. Just to review, this guy is the rock star agent. You can go to his website, BenBacall.com. Take a look at some of the properties he's representing. He talked about putting himself out there, not being afraid for doors being slammed in his face. He was hungry. He understood the numbers, but video was the key to help him attract business, but he still prospects today. So even when you're a rock star agent, you're hungry. And if you're hungry, that's the prerequisite to be successful. Ben, thank you for your time today. And this will be out here in a few weeks, like I said, and we'll get you the details. But let me get your information after I hit record. But folks, those of you that want to consistently position yourself as that rock star agent, work on your mindset, work on the marketing, fine-tune your video, show and your lifestyle skills, make sure you go to luxurylistingspecialist.com, Luxury Listing Specialist, for more information on our certification. You can find us on Facebook. And last but not least, if you want our free blueprint, make sure you go to luxurylistingpodcast.com/free and get a copy of our free blueprint, including our 56-point video checklist, luxurylistingpodcast.com/free. Remember, it's not the market, it's the marketing. Thanks for your time, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Hey there, it's Michael Lafito. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. If you are interested in signing up for our Luxury Listing Specialist certification, or if you want additional information on how you can dominate selling higher-end homes in your marketplace, make sure you go to luxurylistingspecialist.com.